Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Let's see. Well, I've gone on a few dates with a doctor. I've discovered that doctors really understand anatomy, and I wish someone had told me about that years ago.
Hey, it's Anna with a new update in our summer romance series, Hot Dates. If you haven't heard our original episode, go back and find it in your feed. It's called Hot Dates Romance Right Now. Vicky is 61, divorced, and she's dating that doctor in the Bay Area.
I really like him a lot. He's kind of sexy, and he's smart and quick-witted and flirty, interesting. He seems to like me, too. There are a few complications, the biggest of which is that he has young children, and I just can't do that. So we've decided that we're going to be friends with benefits, which is working out okay with me. Had three dates with another guy. He's got a great sense of humor, but I don't really know if I'm attracted to him. And now if we go out again, it'll be date four. And then it's now you have to think about maybe getting sexual or not. And I just don't know. But I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Another person who's trying is Miracle. When we first spoke, she was struggling to date in her small city in Alabama, and she wasn't using dating apps. She's 25 and Black, and she found that the guys who approached her in real life were not her type.
For some reason, I'm constantly approached by, like, middle-aged, like, white guys, and sometimes they're, like, single, and then sometimes they're still married. And this is really awkward, and I'm still trying to figure out why that's a thing right now.
When we got back on the phone, the first thing Miracle said was that talking about her approach to dating had made her rethink some things.
I think when you made the comment to me about, you know, asking me had I really ever, like, I guess, reached out to a guy on my own, I realized I really had not. So maybe I should. So I was like, how else to do it but through Bumble?
And what's it been like looking for dates on Bumble?
Well, for me, it was stressful. It took me, like, several days to, like, get the guts to do it. So, like, you know, I would swipe and it would tell me, oh, this person, you know, swiped on you too. You know, you have so long to initiate conversations. And so then I would kind of panic because I was like, do I actually say something? Do I not? What do I say? I may have Googled what to say.
You did?
To keep a guy interested on Bumble a few times.
Wait, what's the best tip that you learned from Google?
They said, don't just say hi or hello. Like, just say something, I guess, to, like, really start a conversation. So I try to use something that was in their profile. So one guy said something about, oh, I love this show. And I had never seen a show, but I lied and made a comment. I was like, oh, yeah, great show. And then he started asking me about it. And of course, I couldn't respond. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, right?
Miracle had longer conversations with a few guys. They didn't go anywhere, but she started seeing one of them around town, including at her favorite bar. She was there one night with a big group, including a woman who Miracle realized was her middle school teacher. And then the guy from Bumble walked in.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's everywhere. But he walks up and he says hi to, like, my group of friends, and then he says hi to the teacher. And, you know, so they hug, and I'm like, oh, you know, like, he probably was taught by her, like, no big deal. Some time passes, everybody gets up, comes and leaves. Well, then I notice that they never come back. And so I decide to, you know, I'm going to walk to the restroom for a minute, and I pass by a booth, and the guy I talked to on Bumble was making out with my middle school teacher.
Wait, okay, I just want to, like, point out that before, when you talked about online dating, you were like, I don't want to run into, like, people from high school. And then you meet some stranger who you end up seeing making out with a middle school
teacher. Yeah, Anna, that's where I am right now. I was like, okay, and just kind of sat down, Bumble. Yeah, that happened. That definitely happened.
Even though Miracle is taking a break from Bumble for now, she hasn't written it off entirely.
I will be honest and say there have been a couple times that I've pulled it up and thought, maybe. So, you know, maybe give me a few days and I'll come back around to it.
And the last time we got an update from Cece, who's 36 and dating in Sacramento, she was getting mysterious text messages from a number she didn't have in her phone, asking about her cats.
Hey, Anna. I have an update on the person.
Cece suspected the messages were from an ex, since she makes a habit of deleting their numbers from her phone. And since we last heard from her, she found out it was an ex, and not one she was excited to hear from.
He wanted to stop seeing me. I told him, yes, you got what you wanted. So now, why do you expect any of my time? This is sometimes my life. And it makes me feel like I should stop. But then I hear something like Thomas's drop yesterday. And it was so beautiful. And it was so sweet. And that's the kind of thing that just feeds the, I don't know, idiot romantic in me. And it makes me keep going.
Cece, finding inspiration in the love lives of her fellow hot daters. You can find that update from Thomas at deathsexmoney.org. On the next Hot Dates.
A couple of friends that have approached me have asked me, Dan, why in the world did you agree to do this podcast? Why did you put yourself out there? You sound like a complete idiot.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.